All right. Happy evening, everybody. We're going to talk about, I got posed a question today, so I thought it was good for the group. I want to give you guys something a little different. This works for the guys who are from all around the country who are watching this group, and hopefully you guys can take it back and use it. And we are now scheduling South Dakota. So the guys who are looking and joining the group from South Dakota, because Chad is adding you guys, recommending to the group, I will be coming out there November 1st and November 2nd. That looks like it's going to be a solid date, so you guys can plan accordingly for that. And I'll send out a flyer recently, soon enough. You guys will know when we're shooting out to South Dakota, but in November. So I'm sure it's really warm weather there. So I'll bring my shorts and wife beaters. But the question I had today was from a group member, and he said, "What's up, Dennis? Got a question for you. Have you ever articulated in reports concerning a person's reaction to your presence that resulted in arrest for criminal offense on a consistent basis to where you can definitively say that based on your training and experience, you know this type of reaction? Behavior is consistent with this type of reactions the behavior is consistent with individuals involvement in criminal activity. Like before observing your PC for a stop, and there's instances when you've stopped someone solely based on their demeanor, or do you always require RES or PC to accompany that?" So let me stop there before I read more. And I will tell you this, that there's something called a pretextual stop. And if you guys read Wren versus United States, that's a Supreme Court ruling. And I'll attach to this. Let me write it down so I don't forget to do it. So Wren versus the U.S., and that made pretextual stops legal. It's been adopted here in New Jersey. It's referenced in New Jersey case law where it said, yeah, we've adopted that. So sometimes when there's not New Jersey case law, for the guys who are watching from New Jersey, and they say, I get that cold time, like, well, what does New Jersey say about it? Well, New Jersey didn't say something about every single friggin' thing, because if it's decided at the Supreme Court level and New Jersey likes it, we'll adopt it and use it. And there's no need to create our own case law behind it. But we will refer to that we use in other cases when they're decided. Okay, so that's the one thing. The other, there's another case called Say versus Stovall, which is 2002. And that talks about using characteristics in a drug courier profile and how they're legitimate and legal. And that comes out of a airport stop at a port authority regarding somebody and a flight that was consistent with somebody who may be moving drugs. If you guys want to read that, I'll also include that in there too. Let me write that down, State versus Stovall. And you can read that as well. So, but I will tell you this, there's never been a time, no matter how much I liked a car, that I would ever stop a car without probable cause. Technically, RAS in New Jersey, and RAS is the requirement for a motor vehicle stop in New Jersey, reasonable articulable suspicion for a Title 39 offense. So I always tell people that. I don't care. Try to stay away from the community caretaking. Stay away from all that the cockamamie stuff. If you have nothing, work with what you got. But really always try to find a Title 39 violation. Other guys are calling me like, I couldn't find anything. You need to get yourself versed with Title 39. If the guys aren't watching it, that's motor vehicle law. So if you're in your state, my advice to you is get really well versed. You're usually going to use a petty violation to stop cars. Now, I know that some agencies don't understand why you're enforcing a license plate light out. And you got to explain to your administration, hey, like, I know this sounds petty, but we also found 700 bags of heroin. We also found a handgun in the trunk. People who are engaged in criminal activity aren't going to be trying to stand out for the most part. Are there fluke times where that happens, where somebody's speeding and you're going to get a good drug arrest out of it? Yeah, of course, but that's not typical. If you ask anybody who's good at interdicting crime or doing motor vehicle interdiction stops, nobody's out there looking with a radar unit on, hoping somebody comes by 20 over the speed limit and they're a drug dealer. It's just not the way it is. You're going to find it on more petty violations or minor violations. I don't want to say petty because that's a bad term, but seatbelts, license plate lights out, license plate frame covers. You know, use what you got, tinted windows, those small things. But I promise you that if I had nothing to stop a car for, I'd let it go. You must have probable cause, or most people refer to that, but RES to stop a car. Now, it goes on. Now, the question is let me continue to read. And there is instances where you've stopped someone solely based on their behavior. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry if I'm confusing you. Me and my partner engaging a lot of people based on their demeanor. MPC, just trying to see what would satisfy the court in the event of defense files a motion to suppress or goes to trial. Now, look, like in New Jersey, there's something called standing where a defendant has the automatic right to bring it to a suppression hearing. So if you have a good case, they don't lose anything by trying it in suppression. So don't get nervous if you have a suppression hearing. Unlike other states where you have to prove that there was some kind of foul play in the law, in New Jersey, you have automatic standing to challenge any consent search. So if you're asking for a consent search, yeah, that's fine. But if you have facts and it's working out well, don't sweat all the way down the road too much. I have to remind everybody, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in this group, I didn't go to trial ever. I had a lot of drug arrests, but I haven't been. I know other guys too. Now, we had one suppression hearing and we won because the guy was up against 16 years in prison. We won the suppression hearing. All right. So then I wrote back to him and said, all right, blah, 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 blah. So let's see. He said, cool. Because sometimes the criminal behavior and reactions to your presence is there, but no PC for an MV stop. Again, you guys really need to get yourself affiliated with your motor vehicle laws. I promise you there's something there. You just don't know what you're looking for. Just curious as to what would suffice for suspicious vehicle stop based on previous arrests involving same behavior, training, et cetera. Right. So there's circumstances where you can stop a suspicious criminal vehicle. But if you're talking about highway interdiction, you're really not going to have that circumstance surface where you're going to be able to affect that stop. You've got a car casing neighborhoods and you have burglaries happening to motor vehicles. And that's a different story. Maybe you have some intel, anonymous tips, calls to 911. All that stuff could be something different. But if you're doing cold stops, reactions to presence is just the start to gain your attention. You're allowed to write that in your report. So you guys just know that. Now, I'll tell you this. People always ask me this question. Would you write all the things that happened leading up to the stop in your report? My answer to that is, well, it depends what happened on the stop. Sometimes you don't have to put every single thing. Like, hey, I was, you know, you want to have your introduction in your report, but I wouldn't put things like all the time, every single little thing that I picked up on that I talked about my class. And I'm not trying to, again, I'm giving all my info out for free to everybody. I want everybody to learn how to win for those who can't make it to my training. But I would always have like, yeah, hey, the guy passed me. I would sometimes name the violation that I was stopping him for, pull the car over. If I smelt marijuana immediately and that gave me probable cause, or I saw something in plain view immediately that gave me probable cause to search the car or to search that person or make an arrest, I didn't have to get too much into details to explain why I was asking for consent to search or I was going to call a dog. So I'd say under the circumstances, when you do have to explain why you're going to call for consent, call for a canine unit or ask for consent to search, because in New Jersey, we need consent to search. But even in the other states, you guys need it as well. That's when I would get into more details of the experience of what you were going through that was not typical to a regular motor vehicle stop. So what I mean by that is, like, people always ask, like, how do you explain RAS? It's just the things that don't make sense on a motor vehicle stop. Nothing, something's wrong here. It's not adding up. And here's why I believe that. When I had them out of the car, they didn't know their stories. They had bad stories. They didn't know the destinations or where they were going, or where they were coming from, the departure places. Their times were incorrect. Stories about the car didn't make sense. The reaction when they passed me, they were doing 50 in a 50. And when they saw me, they dropped it down to 35. This is the first car that I've seen in the past 30 minutes who actually did that. When they saw me for no, absolutely no reason, they started switching lanes and began to exit off the highway from the left lane, two lanes over and exited off the highway. When I stopped them in this neighborhood, they had no reason for being in this neighborhood. It's the only way in. It's the only way out. So there's all these things you can add into your report. That's okay. You can explain, you're painting a picture. That's why I always tell guys, here's a good tip. When a car passes you and you have an MVR, like the MVR is my best friend, turn that camera on and capture all the stuff you're seeing. Even the guys with the body cams. I know it's a pain in the ass for domestics, but it's really good to have that when you're on a motor vehicle stop and you can explain like, hey, look, this is what's going on. This is the conversation we had. Why is none of this making sense? That this is what we're picking up on. You can see it in real life. You got to know that you may have APs who are like, well, I don't know if you had enough. Like, let's face it. There are some really good APs and there's some really bad APs. There are some really good everything and there's some really bad everything. So let's not get too critical about it. If you know what you're doing is correct, work within your agency and make sure that you're following departmental rules. I hear guys who are having difficult times with their administration. Look, if your admin doesn't want you doing this kind of work, I'm telling you, you know, this is just education. I'm not telling you to go against what your bosses say. Always listen to your bosses. I'm not your boss. I'm sorry that you work in a place where they are condemning this. Maybe there's a good reason for it. I don't know. I'm not here to ruffle feathers or, obviously, when I teach this kind of stuff, there's going to be some kind of administrators who don't appreciate that their guys are getting educated. Nothing I can do about that, folks, because there's a lot of guys out who need this stuff and there's a lot of administrators to really embrace this kind of training. But that's really the answer to that question. It's a longer video than I wanted it to be, but I want to really explain it to you guys when I would use that. So one of the best things about becoming an interdiction guy or getting better arrests is you really have to learn how to pick up on the things and get more conscious with the reasonable, articulable suspicion that you're experiencing. And just kind of figuring out what you're looking for. And that's what the training's about. And that's what these videos are about. So you guys can really kind of start to get it. And I know there's guys in this group that get this already. I'm not trying to be redundant. This is for the guys that don't know what I'm talking about. And If you read the group, I don't make this stuff up. There's a lot of success stories with this. So if you guys have questions, write into me. I'd love to get some guys on a phone call. If you want to send me your number and pop a question to me. Actually, my friend Nick, my buddy who helps me with this stuff, he's like, dude, I love the phone calls. It's good. So if you like them, we'll keep it anonymous. You don't have to see your name or, So TJ's right there. There's no report too detailed. In your report, document, right? I agree with that. There's legends on here. The legend TJ Collins in here, guys. Pop your questions. He's here. He's on a whole nother level, man. He's just a whole different type. If you haven't taken his training, you're missing out big time. Go to trapfind.com and nasty. Whole nother level of law enforcement right there. Guys going down in history. TJ, we're going to be talking about you like 40 years after you retire. Guys are going to be like, yeah, there was this guy, TJ Collins, who used to work in Fort Lee. So really two trains of thought on it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. So if you guys need anything, reach out to me. I'd like to get you guys on a phone call. Send me a message. And again, my friend who helps me with the group, he's like, dude, are you afraid that they're going to just ask questions you're not going to know answers to? Just remember this, guys. I don't answer questions that I don't know the answers to. The stuff that I teach, I'm extremely fluent in, and I'm 100% confident behind it. And if there's anybody who wants to disagree and sit down and talk with me about it, I'm a very easygoing guy. I would love to explain it. You have to pay me for that. Two beers at the Jersey Shore when you call me next month. Whatever you guys need from me, I'm here for you. I'm trying to help. I'm doing the best I can for everybody. Just tell me what you want from me and I will deliver for you. So have a good night, guys. See you later.